Patrick, many thanks for joining us on Absolute Radio's Rock and Roll Football. You've won almost everything there is to win as a player. Does this Manchester City squad have the potential to be winners?
Yes, of course. I think we really have the potential. I think we against United, how strong we are as a team. And if people think that we're going to win easily against Stoke, it's not going to be that easy. I think if we want to win the FA Cup, we will have to work hard like we did it against United.
Did the manager bring you to the club for that experience that you have?
Yeah, I think the manager bring me to the club because he knew that I wanted to play in the high level, and he knew that I can bring something to the football club, on and off the field.
You know Roberto Mancini very well. How would you describe his managerial style?
He's a winner. I think he's a manager who had a big ambition, and he will take everything to put his team higher in a higher level. He's really committed to the team to win something. So he's really demanding. He's really aware of the tactical aspect of the game, and he really likes the players to know what they have to do when we have got the ball or when we don't have the ball. So he's someone really well prepared for the game.
What are your thoughts on the Manchester City fans? Obviously, you've played for a long time in England. They've always been amongst the most passionate fans over here, haven't they?
They are really passionate, and you can feel as well their frustration. You can see that they can't wait to feed the silverware, and as a player, we really feel it. And I think when you see them coming at the stadium in the last few years, every week, committed to the football club and supporting the team, I think is unbelievable. So it will be a big relief for them and for the football club if we manage to win the silverware, because I don't think any fans deserve it more than the City fans.
How does this squad compare to the Invincibles of Arsenal?
I think it's really difficult to compare these two teams because City is building a team. He's a really young team, and with Arsenal, with Invincible, he was a team who maybe was getting to the end of the cycle. So it's difficult to compare the two situations. But I think the future of this football club is fantastic because we've got a young team, young players, really talented, who play in an international level, and the potential is there.
And the club look in a strong position to finish fourth. What's the difference between this season and last?
But I think the last season we was really close, and the way that we lost against Spurs just showed that the team wasn't ready maybe to play the Champions League. But I think this year we learned a lot from last year, from this game against Spurs, because it was a home game and the win was enough and we didn't. So I think you know, we always say that the best way to learn is that when you have a defeat, and I think we take a lot from that defeat.
And if you qualify for the Champions League, will you stay on for another year, for another crack at the Champions League?
I really don't know. I think what is important for me and for the club is that the club win the FA Cup and qualified for the Champions League. And after, we can sit and talk, but what is really important, and my only focus is try to help the team and the club to finish in the top four and win the FA Cup.
And finally, you've won three Premier League titles as a player. It's the title showdown at Old Trafford on Sunday. Who would you tip out of Manchester United and Chelsea?
The best team will win. It will be tough for United and it will be tough for Chelsea. I think Chelsea will play with no fear, nothing to lose. And Man United will play with the experience, and they know how to play this kind of game because they're used to it. So it will be really interesting, but it will be a big pressure for the both. But I think more for United.